Speaking of assets, New York City's Department of Transportation this week sold off nearly 500 pounds of foreign coins, all collected from city parking meters. The buyer was Jim Corliss, a coin collector from Braintree, Massachusetts. He outbid four others for coins that fill 9.5 money bags. Turns out Corliss has made a hobby of buying foreign coins in bulk. He says his first venture was some 20 years ago when he bid on coins offered by the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority. He's also bought coins from the city of Houston, and this is the third time Corliss has bought from New York.
There's literally coins from probably every country in the world. The variety is incredible. I don't know exactly what was the most single common coin. A lot of them are 25-cent sizes because people are either doing it intentionally or inadvertently putting them into parking meters, thinking they're quarters. One of the coins that's pretty common is a Dominican Republic 25 centavo piece, which has no value. They're worth less than a penny.
A good deal on parking. Fortunately for Corliss, who exchanges most of the coins for U.S. cash, Swiss francs are also about the size of quarters.
Swiss francs are worth, I believe, just over 80 cents a piece. So there, you know, you find a bunch of those, that's valuable. Some of the stuff I get that's of interest to me is non-coin stuff. Like I've got tokens from every toll road, every bridge, every highway, certainly in America, and even foreign tokens for bridges and who knows where. And those are kind of interesting. And then I've got some old coins. My last batch of stuff I got from New York, there was a British shilling from 1835, I think it was. And it was kind of interesting. It didn't have much value. It was only worth about $5, but it was interesting.
Also interesting are the coins recently taken out of circulation. Ecuador's Sucre, for example, and coins from Europe that have been phased out in favor of the euro.
Last year, I kind of got stiffed. I had a couple of bags of French francs, and I just wasn't paying attention, and France demonetized the coins, so those coins that I had been holding to repatriate to France became, you know, just round objects.
It may get harder for Jim Corliss to keep up his hobby. This year's take from New York's parking meters was a third smaller than last year's. That's because newer parking meters spit out foreign coins and also take credit cards. As for how much Corliss is paying for the coins this year, he's not saying. But last year, he paid $3.25 a pound. At that rate, he'd be handing over some $1,500 when he picks up his sacks of coins in a couple of weeks. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.